In Christian remembering, at a time of tension when the Christian church was beginning to make claims for Jesus that could not be accommodated within traditional Judaism, there is a parting of the ways between the Jewish community and the Christian movement, and it was sometimes bitter and difficult. And Christians started to remember that it was the Jews who killed Jesus. You find traces of that in the Gospels. You find very abundant traces of it in the medieval liturgies of the church. And from very early on, the church's memory got contaminated by its hostility to its enemies, as it thought, the Jewish people. That's there. It's there in the texts. And yet it is essential that we rehearse the text, that we use the traditions that have come to us to remember. But we have to be conscious that there are things awry in the memories, even in some of the core memories. We have to cleanse the memories. We remember, but we make the effort to cleanse our remembering. And I'm always conscious of that in Holy Week, especially conscious of it this Holy Week, because our great act of Christian remembering coincides to the day with the great Jewish act of remembering that is the Passover. The other qualification, if you like, about memory and identity is that we have to bear in mind that it is indeed important that we remember, but there is something still more fundamental, and that is that God remembers us. Before we remember him, before we remember Christ in the Eucharist, before we remember his gift of himself through the ceremonies of this Holy Week, he remembers us. He holds us absolutely, unshakably, and permanently in his overwhelmingly loving memory. So whatever happens to us, whatever happens to our remembering, whatever happens to our remembering as individuals, and we're familiar now with the deep perplexities that are raised by phenomena like Alzheimer's disease, you know, who is a person when the person appears no longer able to remember anything, whatever the perplexities raised by our remembering, we fall back always on this, that God's memory is permanent, absolutely stable, absolutely faithful, absolutely loving, and loving of each of us individually. We remember him. We remember him tonight, as he told us to, in the bread and in the wine. We'll remember his death tomorrow. We will remember his lying in the tomb on Saturday. We will remember his rising on Sunday. But before we started to remember any of these things, he remembers and will always remember us. And to him, in his everlasting faithfulness and steadfastness of memory, be glory, now and to the ages of ages. Amen.